It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you. Welcome to a hump day. It's Wednesday in the middle of the week on the 6th or 7th? 7th of August. This is Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host each day. And the program is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And today our guest in studio is the mayor of Bullhead City, Mr. Tom Brady.
Hi, Larry.
And if you have any questions during the show, you can give us a call, 702-298-1063. How's Tom today?
Tom is fine.
And your meeting didn't go too late last night?
It went longer than normal.
I think
we got finished around 7:40 or something.
Oh, okay.
We don't usually run that long.
I know. But one of the big topics was the $65,000 to support a new airlines coming into Bullhead City.
Yes.
And the council voted
7-0 to authorize that expenditure.
And last night I was at Perkins with my wife, and somebody was complaining that the city shouldn't have voted for that. And I said, what are you talking about? Well, it's only a 9-passenger plane. And I explained to this gentleman that the city doesn't get to pick the plane. The airport doesn't get to pick the plane.
Or the destinations.
Yeah, or the destinations, or the airline that knocks on the door and says, hey, let's try this. You know, all those are facts that are, it's just like when the city put on Facebook, Burger King's coming to Bullhead City. A lot of people said, why Burger King? Why don't we get this? Why don't we get... Well, because the guy that owns it wants to build it. You can't tell him, don't build a Burger King. We want an Italian restaurant, or we want a steakhouse, or we want... You know, they want to come to Bullhead. Yeah, so it's them that make that decision, not necessarily the city. So...
And that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that whatever decision is made, whatever's coming to town, the city should have done something else. And it's like we don't have any control over it.
I know.
Yeah, I would like to have a Trader Joe's, but Trader Joe's will come when they're ready to come.
Is it fair to say that each one of these businesses has their own demographics?
Yes.
How many people have to live within so many square miles, what kind of general income they have to have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We go to these trade shows twice a year, one in Las Vegas and one in Los Angeles, and we try to attract some of the major players to come here. And we always have to fight them to say that Bullhead City's 40,000 population is not reflective of the actual area.
Right.
So look beyond the numbers. Look beyond your benchmarks.
Yeah.
Because we've got Laughlin on one side of the river. We've got hundreds of thousands of tourists who come here, and within 60 miles of us, we have a much larger population base.
Right.
And when they look at it in that light, then it's like, well, that does change things.
Well, and when you look at the people that live in Fort Mojave that might work in Laughlin or work at Dot Foods, they all drive through Bullhead City every day.
Exactly.
You know, and so that has to play a part in our numbers, even though they're not residents here, because some of them might stop in Maverick every 3 days to get gas. You know, and so they're spending money in our community, and they're a part of our community, even though they live, you know, 5 minutes south or 5 minutes across the river. And, of course, everybody on this side of the river in Laughlin, 99% of their shopping is done in Bullhead City.
Right.
Yeah.
What's interesting, though, is when we go to these conventions now, we're being told by some of the people that we meet that now we are getting on the map and other people want to come over and talk to us.
Well,
and I think we're now starting to see some of the results of that.
Toby was in here the day after you guys got back from Las Vegas. He was here to record the Don't Wreck Your Weekend public service announcement. And he threw on the microphone, and I said, I have one question for you. And I'm not going to ask you who you talked to or who smiled and said, we'll see you next month. But when you talk to these people, did you get the sense, Toby, that some of them would come down here and were interested? And he said, some have already contacted me. And so that was real enlightening to know that, you know, a couple of days after this conference that they were already calling Toby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you're smiling going, yeah, I know who they are. I know it's coming. So, and I won't put you on the spot and ask. But
well, that's the purpose for our going to these things.
Right.
We meet these people. We talk to them. We sell them on the city. We get their business cards, and then we follow up.
Well, and I remember when Joanne's opened, and Lisa McCabe was our economic director at the time, and I said to her, good job, and she said, I can't take credit for it. I said, why not? She goes, it took 7 years to get them here. So a lot of these businesses, it's a long process before they develop in Bullhead City. It's not just overnight they decide to come here and start building. I mean, let's take the Burger King. I think Toby or the city put it out on their Facebook page well over a month and a half ago, and we haven't even broke ground yet. So there's a process for all these people that want to, especially big corporations. They don't just make a decision like that overnight. So you have to cater to them for a while, don't you?
We do.
Yeah.
and Toby does a great job at that.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, he's basically our economic development director, and he's on the phone a lot with developers and investors, and he's really pushing the city, and he's doing a great job at that.
I think so, too. He has the presentation skills and the demeanor skills that want you to listen to him, you know. And you hang on his word sometimes when he speaks. I mean, even during the council meetings when he's talking up there on the dais, you know. What he's saying is from his gut and from his experience and from his level of government training and experience. And he's an intelligent guy.
Mm-hmm.
And fun to listen to.
We just recently had a major employer come to town, and we met with them. And we put together a nice presentation with video, or not videos, but with an entire booklet to give to him about some of the opportunities in the area, the demographics. And we basically wined and dined them, and we even got Don Laughlin to let us use his helicopter and fly over the area. So... And I think that was very positive, and
yeah.
I'm pretty certain when the time is right, that company will pull the trigger and choose Bullhead City.
And it's nice that, you know, for Don Laughlin to fire up that helicopter is almost a grand. And for him to say, yeah, let me get a hold of Herb, you know, give him a tour, that to make that happen, he believes in it.
Right.
And he believes in who you're talking to and what you're going to do, and that's impressive.
It is.
You know, when Don, I mean, we all know he stepped up and built a bridge. I mean, here he is still now in his 80s saying, oh, yeah, let me help Bullhead City. Let me give him this land. Let me give him this ranch. Now let me, oh, yeah, you need to use my helicopter. No problem, you know. It's nice that the city has those partnerships.
And it's so nice that we have a benefactor like Don Laughlin who has contributed so much to our community.
Oh, and still does. Like you said, just a helicopter ride. That's $1,000 out of his pocket.
Right.
You know, and not easy and wear and tear on the machine. So, but it's pretty nice. And it's nice to be able to cater to that employer that he steps into a helicopter and gets a tour of the city,
mm-hmm.
not in the back seat of a car.
Right.
You know, so that's got to be pretty impressive. So you and Toby go the extra mile.
Well,
and Don Laughlin.
We try to.
Yeah, yeah. So I won't ask you who, so we'll move on. So let's go back to the airlines. This was a partnership, too. This wasn't just the city putting up $65,000.
Correct.
Who's the other players?
Well, let's go back to the inception.
Okay.
You know that a year ago we got American Airlines to come in with daily service from Phoenix.
Right.
And it was once a day flight to and once a day flight back, and there was more than a half a million dollar loss guarantee.
Right.
And the city contributed a substantial sum of money along with many others in the federal government to entice American Airlines to come in.
Right.
They came in with a 90-seat plane, and they couldn't go any smaller. And they did it for a whole year. They went through the entire loss guarantee. And they averaged about, I think it was close to 30, 35 people per flight.
Yeah.
All right, so that was a loss. And many people blame the city because it was a bad airline. It shouldn't have gone to Phoenix, and they didn't like the schedule. And once again, we had no control over that. That's the airline doing what the airline does.
Right.
Well, it failed. But what we learned from it was that the plane was full with 30-some people every day.
Not bad.
With a bad schedule. So now we've had a couple of other airlines come to town, and we've met with the airport authority and the officials there. And the one that seemed to be attractive is an airline that's a 9-seater turboprop that flies back and forth between here and Los Angeles, LAX. And they said with a 9-seater airplane, with what you guys were doing on a crummy route to Phoenix, but you were doing 30-some passengers, we believe with our 9-seater we can probably make 3 trips a day between Los Angeles and here at an affordable rate.
Right.
And we're willing to try it. We're excited to try it. We want to come to Bullhead City and we want to do it, but obviously we don't want to risk all of our own money. So if you want to come into partnership with us, we would like a $150,000 loss guarantee.
Okay.
And that will allow them to, you know, ramp up their service while they might not have they might not fill the plane. If they fill the plane from the first day, we don't expect that we'll lose any money at all.
Right.
But
so the city's putting up 65 and Tom Brady's putting up 85?
It doesn't work that way.
Oh, it doesn't?
They wanted $150,000. So when we met with everybody, we said this should be a joint venture. Laughlin side of the river is going to benefit from this, and Bullhead City side will benefit. So let's share the costs, $75,000 apiece. So on that side of the river, Las Vegas Events is coming up with $65,000, and the Chamber is coming up with $10,000. On our side of the river, the city is coming up with $65,000, and our Bullhead Chamber of Commerce believes in this program, and they're coming up with $10,000.
Okay, so it is a partnership with both chambers, Bullhead City and the Laughlin Tourism,
correct,
or Las Vegas Tourism.
Right.
And so when do they start flying, do we know?
No.
They
were excited, according to what Jeremy, the airport director, said last night. They want to start in September, but he feels that they probably should start later, like in October, where we can ramp up the advertising and things so that we don't start behind the eight ball.
Right. Well, I think we have far more visitors to the river from Southern California than we do from Phoenix. So I can see people, and somebody said it's $110 or something.
Well, what we're being told is that their cost will probably be about $110 just to operate the plane.
Oh, okay.
So it'll probably be over the $110, probably closer. My estimate is closer to like the $140, $150 price tag.
So that's less than 300 round trip.
Yeah. And for me to avoid,
traffic.
Yeah.
I know.
I never want to travel to LAX by car.
I can already see. Next time you go to L.A. for your conference, you guys will fly.
And the last time we flew, it was on American Airlines, but I had to fly
to
because
Phoenix.
It was a short time
yeah.
schedule for me, and I had to fly to Phoenix and then to L.A.
Yeah.
And that was even more expensive when I had to do two legs.
But they're going to fly every day.
They're expecting that they will. They're hoping that they can fly 3 times a day, but it might not be daily. It
right.
The example that they showed us when we met with the airport people was that, you know, one day it might be 2 times a day, and other days it'll more likely be 3 times a day.
But we know every day for sure.
Every day for sure.
That's fantastic.
You know, and what they suggested as a potential schedule is like leaving here at 6:45 in the morning, 11:45, and at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Wow.
And returning at like 10:15 a.m. or returning to Bullhead City at like 11:15 a.m., 5:30 p.m., and at 10 o'clock at night.
So,
or no, 8 o'clock at night.
So if you had to go down there for a day, you could do a full meeting or whatever you had to during the day and come back the same day.
Or if you wanted to catch a connecting flight someplace else, you could arrive at LAX at 7:45 if you took the first flight out.
You got plenty of time.
And then you have time to catch another one. Yeah. And this is associated with American Airlines so that
you're going to be at their hub.
Well, yeah. You can book it on American Airlines.
Ah, okay.
And your luggage will be transferred the same as it is from their plane to another American Air or to another
right.
plane.
Fantastic. And then the fun part, though, is when you're flying into L.A., you can see the freeways, and you can go, I'm not down there.
Yeah.
I'm not in that line.
Or if you were to drive to LAX, then you would also avoid the parking fees.
Right. Yeah, that too. So... and catch a Uber to wherever you want to go.
So you know, there's some people who are criticizing it as usual.
Right.
You know, and they should say we should be flying to Denver or we should be flying to Las Vegas. And, again, that's not something that we have any control over.
Right.
This company works out of L.A. They're associated with American Airlines. They came to us and said, based upon your figures that you had from your last service, we think we can make a go of it.
Yeah.
And if they're successful... and they start saying that we need more planes, then that might then...
or a bigger plane, yeah.
...piggyback onto something even bigger and better.
Great. That's exciting. All right, let us take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on in Bullhead City with the mayor, Tom Brick.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew, now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call, 515-205-8635. Sometimes, all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy, smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swatty Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swatty Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswattyhyundai.com.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. We're here every weekday, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And we're back visiting with Bullhead City Mayor Tom Brady. And the hot topic, of course, in Bullhead City, and I didn't see last night's council meeting, but I would imagine it's brought up in the city on a daily basis, is the Proposition 415, the water, the city buying EPCOR water. And the city council voted to let the citizens decide. It goes to vote November 5th?
Fourth.
November 4th. And, of course, both sides now, there's a PAC for and a PAC against. But the city staff is kind of limited as to what they can say. Are you limited to what you can say, too?
No.
No.
Not at all.
All right. So tell us, Tom, Why are we making this move?
Well,
why would you like to see the citizens vote for the city to buy the water company?
Well, first off, let's say that the last thing that I want to do is grow government and
right.
deal with all of the headaches that will come with running a water company. You know, you just read online all of the people who are complaining about EPCOR the water breaks and the mismanagement and
but
their outrageous bills.
It could be worse. You could be going after Suddenlink. You know, there's a lot more complaints about Suddenlink in our community.
Yeah, but they're not a regulated company.
I know.
By the Corporation Commission.
That's why we have the problems we have.
And they are not an essential life-saving type
yeah.
utility. But why in the world would the city want to do this? I mean, just to answer all of the problems and all of the complaints and all of the employee problems and all of this, this is the last thing that we want to do.
Yeah.
And we have never tried or even thought about taking over MEC or Southwest
right.
Gas or Republic Services. Those companies all came to town, and they were good corporate citizens.
Yeah.
They do a job, they do it effectively, they do it efficiently, and they do it with affordable rates. EPCOR came to town in 2012. They bought out American Water.
Right.
And immediately, they didn't ask for it, but immediately in 2015, a water rate increase was approved. And I don't think they asked for it, and it got approved in 2015. And your water bills basically then in September of 2015 went from $21 to $28, a 35% increase.
Wow, that's a pretty good size increase.
Well, $7 is a lot to the people in Boulder
yeah,
City.
Yeah, especially considering they only had it for 3 years when they made that decision.
Right. And, yeah. you know, the city did not really object to it at that time because it was like, okay, they're new and they're saying that, you know, we've got an aging system and it's needed. So we didn't say anything. We didn't intervene in the Corporation Commission. But then again, within a year's time, they filed a new rate case.
Wow.
And they asked for more. And that's when the city said, no, we can't approve this.
Wow.
They basically wanted to take your rate from $28 to $41.19 if it was a standalone rate increase and Bullhead City was just being asked, or they were just getting permission to do it just for Bullhead City. So from 28 to 41. Now that's outrageous.
Yeah.
But more outrageous, they wanted to take us to $44.95 immediately and consolidate us with all of this, the other holdings that they had down in the Phoenix area.
Huh.
And that's what was called a consolidation. They have 11 districts, and they thought that everybody in Arizona should be paying the same rate for water regardless of where you live or how that water is delivered to them and to us.
Right.
And when we saw what they were doing, the citizens cried holy hell and wanted us to get involved, so we did. And I think the city probably spent over $100,000 fighting the Corporation Commission and EPCOR down in Phoenix during this last rate case. And basically, we were successful in not getting their full rates approved, but they were allowed to do interim rates, and they were allowed another increase that took it up. The average rate went from $28 to $38.
$10.
Yeah.
So they went up $7 and now 10.
Yeah. So in a 4 year period of time, their increases have amounted to an 86% increase.
Wow. In 4 years.
Just in 4 years.
Now, for the city to kind of fight that for the citizens, you and the city manager and Mark Clark flew to Edmonton.
Yes.
And tried to talk to the honchos and say, hey, you know.
We met with Stuart Lee, the chairman and CEO of EPCOR International. And with us in the room was Joe Geisel, who is the president and CEO of EPCOR Arizona.
Okay.
And we tried to convince them that they needed to back off on this consolidation because it was absolutely extremely stupid for them to put us with the Anthems and the Paradise
right.
Valleys, who rely on surface water that's delivered through the CAP. And as surface water, it needs to be treated, so their costs are so much more than ours.
Right.
And what they were proposing was that at the $44.95 consolidated rate, as opposed to the $41.16 rate of a standalone system, we would have been subsidizing their operations in the valley for $3.76 for each bill that was paid by our ratepayers.
Wow.
And so we just felt that, you know, we need to go talk to the guys in charge and have them back off as part of this rate case. Their answer was no. They were not interested in doing it. We said, well, then how about selling us the company at a rate that we can agree on? And their answer was, hell no. We don't acquire assets to sell them.
No, we're a cash cow for them.
Yeah.
I mean, if they've gone from $28 to $21 to $44, to $38.
Right.
And you said that's an 86% increase.
In 4 years.
Their costs haven't gone up 86% in Bullhead City.
No.
No. So,
well,
I mean,
yeah. And that will be up to them to decide. But we just don't think that this is being a good corporate neighbor. And to propose that we pay $3.76 more each month to subsidize their operations down in the Central Valley area was absurd.
I would think so.
So, again, it goes back to why did we get involved? This is why we got involved.
Well, and the idea of subsidizing Paradise Valley or Scottsdale, those people should subsidize us. They have far more money down there than we do. Their homes are three times the size of yours and mine. And they have far more money than we do for us to subsidize them. I would rather see them subsidize some of the retired couples living in a single wide that are just barely making ends meet every month. And now all of a sudden their water's gone up 86% in 4 months or 4 years. If the trash and the electric and the gas went up 86%, some of these people wouldn't be able to own a home anymore.
Well, and some people right now are struggling to pay their water bills.
Yeah.
So when you see an increase like that and you're living, and I know two people that are basically surviving now on about a $700 a month Social Security check. Think about how an extra $10 a month is impacting their budget.
Yeah.
Are they giving up food? Are they giving up medicine? What are they giving up?
Well, and we're talking residential. What has this done for the businesses?
The business rates go up, and basically we didn't try to argue that case because everything before the Corporation Commission was just basically your basic rates.
Okay.
You know, they did not go into a discussion on how it was going to affect the businesses. But sure enough, if the rate goes up for McDonald's, you're going to see a McDonald's hamburger go up.
Yep. They're going to pass it along to us.
And if your apartment complex, you know, the water rate goes up there, and those are the ones that will really be impacted because they're on a bigger water line and the rate increase for them is even more than for the residential.
Right.
The landlord has now got a bigger water bill, and he will probably pass that on to to the tenants.
He's going to raise the rent.
Right.
Yep, so they're going to go, well, I don't pay for my water. Well, yeah, you do. When your rent goes up, you'll know you do. So for the businesses, it's like Rick at Perkins tells me that he doesn't even want to talk about it. He's so infuriated. He's so upset with the price and what it's done to him.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, and the other thing, too, that we were successful in defeating because the original rate request was not approved. But in that rate request, they were asking for all sorts of automatic adjusters. They wanted your rate here to be adjusted every time that the cost of power went up. And if we were part of the consolidated district, APS, as you might have read in the newspaper a while back, got a rate increase from the Corporation Commission, and it was expected to increase the normal bill by $6 or $7. And actually, when the rate went into effect, people were saying their bill went up $17.
Wow.
So now they're going back and reviewing what actually took place. But if something like that, a power adjuster, had been in place and we were consolidated with the Phoenix area, that extra cost would have been tacked onto our bill that we were subsidizing them when we ourselves here are normally, we're experiencing a power cost reduction because MEC has lowered the cost.
Well, yeah. I mean, MEC price goes down because of the way they do business. And if it went up in Phoenix, then we would be paying more.
Right.
Yeah.
They also were not approved for the purchased water adjuster. They have to pay for the water that's delivered to the valley through the Central Arizona Project. We don't do that. Our water comes beneath our feet from a well into a storage tank. So we don't do that, but we would have been paying for that. A tax expense adjuster, and a property tax adjuster. If the city down in the valley raises their taxes or whatever, or their property taxes go up, EPCOR wants that automatically tacked onto the ratepayer's bill without any further discussion. So all of those were defeated because the original rate case did not go through.
Right.
But we expect that when they apply for a new rate case in May of next year, that will all be asked for once again.
But fortunately, we could end up owning it before May.
If the voters approve it and we can, yes.
I say, my belief is that, and Sean's going to be on the show from EPCOR in 2 weeks on the 20th. So for anyone that's listening that thinks the show is only given one side, Sean Bradford with EPCOR will be here on the 20th, and he'll be able to state their side of it. But I think if the citizens vote yes, and I hope they do personally, I think the next day EPCOR will call and say, all right, let's sit down and talk. You know, they can say 110, 120, 130, but at the same point in time, I think after they vote, you don't think so?
No, I think they're going to take us to the cleaners as much as they can.
Yeah.
I think they will fight us all the way to the final decision by a jury on what the purchase price will be, and we will win. There's no question we win unless we want to back off, and if we back off after the process starts, we owe their attorney's fees. So,
oh wow!
So we believe they will probably spend multi-million dollars on fighting us.
Oh,
and that's another reason why I say they are just not good corporate citizens.
No, we're their cash cow. They want our money.
Well, I can guarantee
if they're
you
going up 86%, we still get the same water. It's all for greed.
And
in my opinion.
And I can guarantee you right now they're recording this radio show.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Because yeah. I was on K-Talks a few weeks ago, and they recorded it and filed another complaint.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and talk about some other things going on in Bullhead City besides water.
Sure.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different size barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and 4.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swatty Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swatty Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswattyhyundai.com.
The latest edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk 106.3 dominates. KNTR Talk's own Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host for the second consecutive year. KNTR Talk's Dave Ramsey is number three. Mark Levin is rated fourth, and Brian Kilmeade came in at number seven. KNTR Talk 106.3 has four of Talk Magazine's top 10 heavy talkers. KNTR Talk's Dana Lash comes in at 17, Jim Bohannon at 19, Doug Steffen at 24, and Dennis Prager ranks 33rd. All in all, KNTR Talk 106.3 has eight of this year's top 33 talkers. With an estimated combined 65 million weekly nationwide listeners, KNTR Talk 106.3 leads the way in talk radio. With these numbers, there's just a couple of questions. What's on your radios? And if you're in business, where are you spending your advertising dollars? KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station and can be heard throughout the tri-state on one frequency, 106.3 FM, and on KJJJ HD2 102.3.
Everybody's talking at me. And we're talking here on Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host each day. The show is brought to you by the Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. And we're visiting today with our mayor in Bullhead City, Tom Brady. You wanted to say one more thing about water, about veterans?
Yeah. The rate went up, and there's a lot of people in town that are having difficulty paying it.
Right.
As part of the interim rate request, or the rate case, EPCOR did not ask for it, but the Corporation Commission told them to continue the Deployed Service Member Program, the Disabled Military Veteran Program, and the Low Income Program. So if you are a member of a deployed serviceman, you can go to the EPCOR offices and apply for that. And I believe that your water bill, if I'm not mistaken, it's either a $10 discount or it just gets eliminated entirely. I'm not too sure on that one. But if you have any disability as a veteran, any disability whatsoever, 1%, you can go down to their offices and get $10 off your monthly bill for a year.
Okay.
And if you are a low-income resident, and if your income level falls beneath 200% above the poverty line, you can go down to the EPCOR office and get a $10 a month discount off of your monthly water bill.
So if you fall into those categories, if you drop off your water bill, next time you go there, ask them about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you're a disabled military veteran and a low-income person, you're eligible for $20 a month. You're eligible for both of those.
So ask about the discounts at EPCOR. Now, today we have a U.S. Senator coming to town.
We do. Senator Martha McSally is going
to be. You get to introduce her.
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I was told I have 5 minutes to do the pledge and the introduction of guests. And
they don't know you, do they?
No.
You've never done anything in 5 minutes.
No. And reading her bio, my gosh, she is really an accomplished woman who is the first of many. She is the first woman who has so many accomplishments.
Oh, yeah? That's going to take 4.5 minutes right there.
Well, and that's just it. I only had 5 minutes, so I had to struggle on what my introduction is going to be.
Now, you're going to put on a tie and a coat later?
I am.
Okay, because you're wearing nice casual in here, yeah.
It's not casual.
Well, this
is my suit pants.
Oh, all right, well.
Anyway, she's coming to town, and she's gonna meet with Dr. Venger, and she's going to have a roundtable discussion with some people down in the valley about our opioid crisis.
Oh, good.
She's then going to meet with citizens over at Mojave Steakhouse a little later on. I think that was like around 1 o'clock or somewhere around that time.
Okay.
And then later on, she's going to be meeting with invited guests over at our Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, all right. Now, are there any issues that you think that you and Toby want to pull her off to the side and talk about?
No.
No?
Her time here is so short. She's on a whirlwind schedule. We're not going to have much time to discuss much of anything.
But her only stop in Mojave County is Bullhead.
Yes.
Well, that makes you feel kind of good.
It does.
Yeah.
And we're very thankful to her because she was one of the co-sponsors of Senate Bill 3536, which was our land exchange for the Chamber of Commerce area.
Right.
So we're very grateful to her leadership on that, and we obviously will mention that today.
Speaking of that land, when does all that land officially become Bullhead cities that we can say, let's talk about development?
At our last night's city council meeting, we approved an expenditure, a cost agreement with the Bureau of Reclamation and the Bureau of Land Management. As part of the next step, they have several things that they have to do, and we have to reimburse them for all of their expenses.
There's a lot of T's and got to be crossed and I's dotted.
Assessments and work on their part, and they're going to charge us for every step of the way.
So it could be another year or so.
Yeah, I have a hard time envisioning this BLM bureaucrat who's sitting in his office and logging down that he spent 6/10 of an hour on the Bullhead City land exchange so that they can get reimbursed at, you know, $50 an hour, which we will end up paying.
And he makes $9 an hour. Maybe 19.
Well, they just gave us an estimate of the maximum estimate of what each of those individual items were going to cost, and I choked when I saw it.
Yeah.
But let's just hope it's not as bad as they say it is.
Wow.
Wow.
So it could be
anyway,
a year or so.
Well, that's what the next step is. Now that we're going to transfer money to them so that they can start the process and hire appraisers and do assessments and do all the legwork and paperwork.
And they have to do that on Section 12 and the Don Laughlin land too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's going to take a while. Yeah.
Well, it'll take a while, but, you know, we're in no hurry.
Right.
I mean, Lord knows we've been dealing with this forever.
Now, I think you had said at one point in time that somebody was looking at that little strip of land in Old Bullhead right behind the coffee shop that just opened. There's a whole strip of land that's dirt, bare, and I thought somebody was kind of looking at that, doing something there.
Are you talking about north of the new coffee shop, the
right.
Human Bean?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some proposed projects going in on there, but obviously we're not
you can't
prepared
talk about
to talk
it yet.
About it yet.
And there's something going possibly north of the Carl's Jr. in Bullhead up at Hancock Road, which was the old RV center.
Right.
Someone's looking at doing something there?
Yeah, there's a lot of interest in that land.
Oh, I would think so. That's right smack in the middle of town. And it was a big piece of land.
And just a few weeks ago, we went down for that bill signing ceremony with Governor Ducey
right.
on the land just south of the Laughlin Bridge. And while we were there, our state land commissioner, Lisa Atkins, was there. And I had a brief discussion with her after that bill signing ceremony. And I said, you own all of this land in Bullhead City, and it's all state trust land. And the process that you have for disposing of it is just so laborious and so costly and yep. so absurd. You're going to sit on this land forever because no one's ever going to do anything. And Bullhead City has a water allocation that will support about 110,000 people, and we're at 40 now. So when we reach that 110,000 population, can you bring water to the table on the land that you own? And she said, no, we can't. And I said, then basically your land is going to become worthless. And
yeah.
she said, yeah, we're beginning to realize that. And she says, now under Governor Ducey, we've got a different philosophy, and we're willing to work with the community and developers on a different scale than we have before. So we're trying to, I think we have a meeting set up with her, she's coming to town in September, and we want to discuss that further.
So, because a lot of our BLM land is around the parkway.
No, we're talking state land.
Oh, state land. Okay. So, where are we talking state land?
Well, the two major ones that everybody's familiar with is the land south of City Hall.
And right.
You know, south of Gary Keith Park.
Yeah.
Between Riverview and Marina and Highway 95 and Lakeside. That's all state land.
Oh, okay.
So, that's a prime piece of property,
oh,
a half
yeah.
square mile. It just separates our community and will forever, the way the state land process works.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. The other one is off of McCormick Boulevard. As you get up there by Landon, everything east of McCormick Boulevard and Landon, that whole section in there, 1 square mile, is state land.
Oh, okay.
And that's the land that, you know, hopefully someday we would like to continue Landon Drive to come all the way down near the entrance of the airport.
Right.
But to get a mile worth of easement from the state land department, the way they do it, is going to cost millions of dollars,
wow.
which I think is stupid because
yeah.
if we put the road through there and they just gave it to us, it would increase the value of their land, but they don't see it that way.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that maybe Lisa Atkins will say that they've
made some headway,
made some changes.
Okay, good. All right. Tom, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you want to bring up that you have on your agenda today?
Larry, I think we hit on all of the major subjects.
Okay.
Oh, Heritage Trail. We're out to bid on the Heritage Trail,
oh, okay.
which is going to be the trail system from Davis Dam down to the Laughlin Bridge on the Arizona side of the river, and it will try and, you know, be in the same type of shape or form as the one on the Nevada side of the river.
That's great.
That was a $6 million grant that we've got, and it's out to bid now.
Good. And then you signed for the land, which you were just talking about when you were down in Phoenix, that's directly south of the bridge that is now basically a city park, but there's no plans yet to develop
no,
it.
No, no, no. We're talking about the land south of that. We're talking about the land south of the Wash all the way down to Don Laughlin's ferry boat service.
Oh, okay.
We just acquired that property free of charge.
So from that to the bridge is all yours now?
Well, there's a small section in between, which is still the county's, but we're subleasing
oh, okay.
it from the county for maintenance purposes.
Oh, okay. All right.
But Don Laughlin owns the area on top. So, if ever we want to develop it, we're basically going to have to get with Don, which we know he will agree to give us access to that lower area.
Yeah. And every day when I cross over the bridge, there's always families down there.
Yes.
I mean, that's a prime little, because it's got shade, it's got trees and everything. And now there's porta potties there and a dumpster. And so it's perfect for families that want to have a little secluded area on the.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day. It was like when we put the palm trees down on the new beach, people were criticizing us for that. And that was well thought out. We did that for a purpose. But it was like, now this new one, it's like there's a whole grove of cottonwoods there. And wouldn't that be nice to turn that into a cottonwood park with a lot of shade?
And there's people that are taking advantage of it every single day. When you go back over the bridge, you look and see.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
You'll see them down there. And you'll go, I got to go.
But anyway, that's something for the future. We certainly don't have the resources to act on it immediately.
Not yet. All right, Tom, thank you so much. And we will visit with you soon.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. Summer is here and isn't letting up. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.95 plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $139.95 and tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, Arizona, 928-444-1150.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine covers, seats, and rails. Inside the boat looked like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
Summer is here. Hydration is important for it every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during our warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host of the show. And, of course, every single day, Monday through Friday, we're brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant. I had dinner there last night. I had the waffle. Yeah, it was dinner. I had waffle, scrambled eggs, and a sausage. And, of course, I had to have banana cream pie. It was so good. Oh, man. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you've not stopped in for a tour, you can get a tour of the facility anytime you want. Just walk in the door and say, can someone show me around? If you've got a family member that you think might need some occupational therapy or speech therapy, or maybe you've got someone who needs skilled nursing 24 hours a day, that's what Legacy Rehab and Care Center is all about. So stop by and take a tour so you know in advance. And if you ever need it, you already know all about it. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, you can tour their facility. They're in the Riverside Resort on the second level between the movies and the gourmet room. And go in there if you need a haircut or maybe you want a color, maybe just a little tint. Maybe you need a pedicure, body wax, or maybe you've got a sore shoulder and you want someone to massage it and work it out. They can do that there, too. So that's Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino upstairs on the second level. Tell them we said hi. They got a gift for you if you tell them we said hi. Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now, MEC is our electric provider for Bullhead City. But at the same point in time, they have this co-op connection card that saves you money. You can go anywhere in Bullhead City, just about. You can get food with it. You can get furniture, beds, cars, dentist appointments, prescriptions. It saves you money everywhere. And for those of you that like to save money, 5% here, 10% there, so on and so forth, get your co-op connection card. It's free. Just stop by MEC. They hand it to you right there. Barron's Pest Solutions, if you've got bugs, spiders, scorpions, termites, bees, or maybe even grasshoppers, and you want them gone, you call Barron's. They come out and spray your whole house all the way around, all the way inside, and those things are gone. You don't see them again. And then come every month if you want to set them up on a service plan. Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, where you can test drive almost any car on the lot. And, of course, they've got brand-new Hyundais, all different colors. They're bright. They got bright green and blue and red, and they were really good-looking when the last time I was up there. And they can order a brand-new Hyundai for you if you want. Go up there and ask for Nick, the sales manager. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair in Bullhead City, that's Joe and Jeff. Of course, they can take care of your transmission, your air conditioning, tune-ups, brakes. The two blue buildings up on the hill right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Grand Liquidations, they get big box items at low prices, and they sell them to you at Bullhead City prices. Appliances, beds, furniture, home decor. I was in there just this morning. Denny's got a whole bunch of stuff. If you haven't been there yet, stop in at Grand Liquidations. They're right there between the Ford and the Circle K. And the Caring Crew, they're a brand new sponsor of our show, and they want to take care of you. If you need someone to go to the store, pick up medications, clean the house, do some everyday tasks, they'll take care of that for you. So that is the Caring Crew. Now, on to our community calendar, a couple things going on. We already mentioned that Senator McSally will be here at 2:15 today. There is a STEM presentation for adults with science, technology, education, and math at the Laughlin Library in just about 1 hour. Check that out. You can go right up there now and get ready for it. We have the choir at Mojave High School, the alumni choir, Friday night at 7 o'clock. It's a $10 fee. You're going to have a good time there. Check that out. We are just about out of time. I thank Mayor Tom Brady for coming in and visiting with us today. And his biggest critic said he did a good job, so that's fantastic. He got a text just as he was walking out the door. Tomorrow we have Dr. Ziri on and Emily Stevens, the chief nursing officer from Warm Sea. You all have a great day. That's going to can it for this tuna. I'm out of here. And next we have the news, then a little bit of weather, and then Sean Hannity's going to stop by, and he'll take care of business for a couple hours. You have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.